Waterside Wake Up on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. It is time for Community Manners. Jason Raby from Beloit City, City of Beloit, I should say. And, you know, here it is already, the end of January. We're just talking. Usually January is pretty slow, but it seems like this one's moving by pretty quickly. Even probably they all move fast for you. You always have, seem to have something going on, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's always new things. And, yeah, January's kind of came in real slow, but then sped up, and our snowstorm got all that moisture, and that's been really nice, and just part of it. But kind of some exciting projects that we've got moving along. You know, the one thing that we've talked about here for years since I've been here, and it's just been a slow moving train out of the station, but is the water plant. We did finally get the final design submitted to KDHE, so they're the kind of the approving body. That got submitted right on December 31st, so the very last day of the year. That was the goal all along. It's obviously been a little bit longer process. You know, when you do those things, obviously you're dealing with a bureaucracy, and right. KDHE has, you know, got plenty of those layers, and so trying to navigate all those, and then they throw curveballs at you and want you to do this report. And on their end, I think they're being extra cautious, and they're thinking, hey, this is not a big deal. But of course, on our end, it's like, wow, that's a whole another production, and we got to spend money and figure that out and get them that information. So we've navigated those, and so now that's on their desk, and obviously that still means there's going to be some back and forth. So it's still a bit of a process here to get it to a, really the next step is to get it to so we can throw it out for bid. Right. And that'll have its own challenges, obviously, as we've talked about for the last few months with all the supply chain issues and the cost, inflation, all those things. And obviously this is specialized high dollar stuff, you know, a lot of stainless steel, a lot of resin laden pipe, and that stuff's expensive, you know, so that'll be where it's interesting. But on the flip side, you know, we'll take that challenge head on. You know, there is a lot of dollars out there, right, wrong, or indifferent, but they're out there for infrastructure projects. So, you know, if we got to go, we've already gotten some grant dollars, some loan forgiveness, some really good rates locked up. But if we got to go grab some more of that or find it, then that's what we'll do, you know. But I think the most important thing is that for the long run, you know, for our lifetime and beyond, once we get this installed, we'll have, you know, high quality, extremely safe water for generations.
All right. And I guess with the supply chain stuff and making prices a little bit higher, I guess in a way you're almost kind of lucky that the dollars are out there now. I mean, there would have been times where it would have been a lot tougher.
Yeah. And it's always tough. You know, it's kind of the chicken and the egg concept, you know, the horse and the cart, you know, is the excess dollars driving the inflation, or is the inflation good because we have excess dollars? You know, we could all debate that for years, and probably 10 years from now, we'll probably be like, oh, that's really what happened. Exactly. You got to take advantage of it if it, you know, whether it probably worsens the situation, but that's what it is right now, you know. But another project we got going, actually has gone on for a bit, we've talked about for several years too, is our West Drainage Facility. So that'll really help as part of our drainage plan to help start solving some of those drainage issues, especially in rain events. Yes, rain, if you remember that, we used to get that. but we all know that's hopefully cyclical, and that'll be impacting us again in the future. So that will actually, as soon as the weather breaks, that'll start going in. So I know that's been a long time coming, but it's exciting. You know, you got to coordinate that with landowners and the engineers and getting that out for bid, etc. So we've gotten that done. And then the last thing I'll kind of highlight really quick, and it's a little bit outside of the city, but it's still underneath, you know, is the community development director, Emily Benedict, been doing a great job. And one of the things that her and the Solomon Valley Economic Development have been working on is the what they call the Sperry Building downtown, for people who have been around for a while. But it's right next to, I guess the kettle would be attached to it, and Pestinger on the other side. That's a building that they're trying to convert into kind of some temporary office space or some remote working areas, et cetera. There's been some successful examples in other towns, including Belleville's got a really great one. So it kind of takes a building that was really falling apart and salvaging it, and they've gotten a grant here to do some work on that, and they're pursuing other grants. So if you see some work being done on that, et cetera, that's really exciting, and it's great that she's doing those types of things. A lot of exciting things, even when it's cold. Even when it's nothing seems to be moving, there's still things going on. So
whether you see it or not, something's always going behind the scenes.
That's
as well.
Right. Yep.
So, thank you for your time, and thanks for coming in, and always busy.
Yep,
always
that's busy. Right. Thank you.
That's Community Matters here on KD Country 94.